welcome aboard. You're just in time for another episode of the Nerdy Little Bubble Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Garrett. We'll go ahead and get this thing jumped off. It is a beautiful sunny Saturday here in the DMV. Slightly warm outside for it to be fall, and by that I mean it's in the 60s. So I'm going to do my best to try to take advantage of that while I do some yard work. So that'll be a little bit later on. But here on the Nerdy Little Bubble Podcast, we do discuss music, sports, music, and life. So we're going to go ahead and get things jumped off with on the sports tip. First, we're going to talk a little bit about college football, in which my University of South Carolina Gamecocks will be taking on the Texas A&M Aggies tonight at 7:30 on SEC Network. My prediction is we're going to win. Now, it's going to be a stressful win for Gamecock fans, but that's how we do. I predict we'll get the W. Jimbo Fisher's seat is going to get super hot, and we're going to see how this plays out towards the end of the season. Because historically, any time that a coach is on the hot seat and they play us and they lose, then they have some hard consequences they have to deal with. So we'll see how this plays out with them. On the NFL front, my Miami Dolphins will be taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers tomorrow in Miami. And it's going to be an interesting dynamic because Brian Flores, who was the coach of the Miami Dolphins, is now back. He's with the Steelers as their, I think, their offensive coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. I can't remember which one. But anyway, he is on Mike Tomlin's staff. And so it'll be an interesting to see how this dynamic plays out. I know that he did not want to speak with the South Florida press because, well, they gave him hell. And I kind of don't blame him. Also, he is in the middle of a lawsuit against the NFL because of the fact that they won't hire black coaches. And so it's crazy that all these years, even in the year 2022, that out of all the NFL teams, there's only three black head coaches. That's Mike Tomlin, that's Lovie Smith, and that is Todd Bowles. That's it. I just read an article in the Washington Post this past Sunday that detailed the fact that a lot of black coaches are not given those same opportunities to get to a head coaching position. There was one gentleman who was on the LA Chargers staff, I believe. And he basically, well, not the LA Chargers staff, but it was San Diego. And he stated that everybody respected him. A lot of his, you know, teammates, a lot of team members respected him. They saw him as a leader. People reached out to him. And yet, he would interview for NFL coaching positions and wouldn't get them. When they came up with the Rooney Rule, in which teams had to interview minority candidates, it was basically just a check in the box. And that's all it was. Just to say, hey, we interviewed a black coach, we interviewed a Hispanic coach, we interviewed a whatever nationality of coach, right? But it's a damn shame that they even had to come up with that. But they did. And so a lot of teams use that as their way out. Say, okay, we interviewed a black coach, but we still didn't want him. And that's what Brian Flores' lawsuit is really about. The fact that they're interviewing us, but they already know who they want. And one of them even messed up and even said, well, you can interview, but we already picked our coach. So what's the point of even having the rule in place if the teams are going to do what they want and still not hire black coaches? And also the article highlighted that many head coaches were once offensive coordinators. But unfortunately, you don't have a lot of black offensive coordinators, if at all. So systems are still in place to keep us from achieving high levels. And the teams that did take a chance on us, like, you know, Pittsburgh, they have seen success. It may not be, you know, sustained. Let me spin that back. Not saying that it's not sustained, because the Steelers, you know, were never one of the worst teams and they have won Super Bowls. But, you know, they actually exercise patience. They're not one of these teams that, you know, just throws away coaches. And you know what? I just thought about that. There's actually four black head coaches because Mike McDaniel of the Miami Dolphins is a black head coach. He may not look like it, but he is. because we still have rules that dictate we still have the one drop rule, and that's how I got to say it. But yes, we have four black head coaches in the NFL, so my bad, my day. Anyway, so it's a shame that that's what it's come down to, and maybe one day some of these owners will wise up and say, you know what, I'll take a chance on, you know, making this person a offensive coordinator, letting them be a head coach. Now, we know some teams, they're just not going to do it. You know who you are. I don't have to say who, but you know which teams will not do it just because of who the owner is. So, but I'll leave that alone. And then finally, my Los Angeles Lakers did not fare well against the LA Clippers. We lost to them 103-97. And I feel like as if the Westbrook experiment is over. It's over. I mean, we tried. It's not working. Something has to give. There is no way that a player of Russell Westbrook's caliber should only score 2 points in a game. Now, everybody has an off night, for sure. But no, in his case, it's ridiculous that you only had 2 points. And so I don't know if it's something, you know, mentally, physically going on with him, or he just wants to get out. I don't know what the problem is, but the Lakers have no choice now. They have to end this experiment. And their choices are either to buy him out or make him sit at home and pay him, but he can't be around the team. That's it, because nobody's going to take his contract and we can't trade him. So I don't know. Those are the only two options. To me, the one of either making him sit at home makes more sense. Well, actually, I take that back. Buying him out would make more sense, because then they could just cut their losses versus just paying him just to sit at home. The Rockets did that with John Wall, and now John Wall is playing better than he has before, unfortunately, with them damn Clippers. So maybe sitting at home works, I don't know, but this experiment is over. And I blame Jenny Buss, Rob Pelinka, and LeBron for this debacle of a team that they put together. Because outside of him and AD and a couple, you know, of the young pieces, It's just not working. And I still do not understand why we signed Patrick Beverley, because all he is just a pest. I mean, sure, he's a good defensive pest, but I mean, you know, I don't know too many people that publicly will talk shit about their own team, you know, under the guise of trying to be funny. No, you're in the thick of this is the season now. We ain't got time for that. So I say run his ass off too, but hey, I'm just a shadow armchair PM, GM, right? Because if I had my way, him nor Westbrook would be there. But, you know, what can I say? But anyway, I expect the Lakers to get back on track, because we win championships. We don't do ping pong balls as far as draft picks. And so that's my rant on them. As far as music, yesterday I checked out Young Jeezy's newest offering called Snowfall, and it is basically Young Jeezy throwback, right? He doesn't go by Young Jeezy. I think he just goes by Jeezy, but still. It's a throwback to Thug Motivation 101 and 102. That you cannot, those are classics, right? And so I think he took it back to those classics. He basically stayed on cadence. Some of the songs were a little, I felt like they were kind of like fillers, but for the most part, a lot of the tracks were solid. Like the one, I Ain't Gonna Hold You, yeah, I like that one. Scarface, I kept that on repeat. 100, I definitely kept that one on repeat, because I was sitting in traffic yesterday, so I was able to listen to the whole entire thing. So that should tell you how long I sat in traffic just to get home, which is not unusual here in this area, because if you have a commute under 30 minutes, then I mean you're doing great, especially on a Friday. So, but besides that, I was able to listen to the whole thing. I didn't really skip any tracks. Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't skip any tracks, and there were a few, like I said, I kept on repeat. And so, overall, it's a solid effort. It's throwback Jeezy, which is good. And I would, if I had to give it a rating, I would give it 4 mics. Not just because it's Jeezy, it's because it's a solid album. The beats were solid for sure, and he stayed on cadence, he rolled with it. And like I said, there's a few, you know, songs I was kind of like, you know, you just kind of threw those in there. But overall, yeah, it's definitely a solid effort that you should definitely, that you should give a listen to. And I was thinking about it because his content, although he rapped about, you know, some of his exploits or his, again, going back to his days of doing different things, I realized that when he tried to switch it up, people weren't feeling it. Especially, like, there was a couple albums ago that he did, and people were just kind of like, I'm not too sure about this. And even I was kind of unsure. So I'm glad that he went back to his roots on that. And also, this is more of a, not so much music, but more like movies. Last night, my wife and I checked out the movie Black Adam that stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And it actually was a pretty good movie. Despite the fact that it jumps around a lot, it was a solid movie. And the storyline was even more solid. Because if you look at the storyline and you look at how things have played out here in certain places and or with certain people, it basically, yeah, it fits. But again, the only thing I didn't like was the fact that it jumped around. Now, I'm not going to tell you who all was in the movie. You'll just have to go see it for yourself. But I feel like DC Comics is trying to get on a more stable footing. Will they be Marvel? No. And it hurts my soul because, you know, Superman is, you know, Man of Steel. You know, I'm the Man of Steel. So, you know, I got to rock with DC Comics as far as that's concerned. But they'll never be on the level of Marvel. But I give them E for effort because they're trying. They just need to get more, I guess, more solid directors, maybe. But anyway, I would say go see Black Adam. I give it 4 movie reels. It's definitely action-packed. And you'll like it. But one of the themes that I pulled from that movie was the perception. Perception is one of the themes that I pulled out of that movie. And this brings me into the life segment, because in life, people have perceptions of you. At work, I've heard the phrase, perception is reality. And in my mind, I don't think so. I call bullshit on that. I feel like as if that's a crutch. And I say that because perception is what people, is based upon people's viewpoints and opinions of you. It's not necessarily based in fact. Some people use that as a crutch to say, okay, I view this person as being bad. I view this person as being whatever. And so because of that, I'm not going to give them opportunities. Because of that, I'm not going to promote them. Because of that, I'm not going to give them raises or bonuses, etc. Whatever it is, whatever structure you have on your job. People will use perception in a good way. People will use perception in a bad way. And so I say all this to say that perception in my mind is not reality. It's more of a crutch to be used for good, or in some cases, evil. And so what can you do? And 9 times out of 10, you can't change somebody's perception of you. You can try, but because it's based upon opinions, because it's based upon viewpoint, because it's based upon maybe even life experience, some people just aren't going to give you the just due. Some people are just not going to perceive you in a positive light. And so what can you do to change it? I say nothing. I say stick to being who you are and be yourself. Because if you, your true authentic self, people will, you know, the people that need to be around you will gravitate towards you. The people who want to perceive you in a negative way, they're just going to do that. And so you can't worry about that. You can't stress about that. As a matter of fact, the way I operate these days, it's like, if you perceive me to be, perceive me in a negative way, then fuck it. Keep stepping. Don't worry about me. I'm going to be who I am. And we'll just, we'll exist in that manner, right? But if you perceive me to be, you know, a good person, and, you know, you want to rock with me, then let's rock. You know, that's just the vibe that I'm on, because I'm at the stage in life now where I'm not going to change your mind about me. I'm not going to change your perception of me. You know, I'm going to do what I do, and you can like it, or you cannot. But if you want to use the perception, if you want to use the perception crutch, as I call it, and think that that's your reality of me, cool, do it. But, you know, I'm not gonna change your mind, because this is what it is. So that was one of the things that I pulled out from the movie, and it basically fits in with the life segment of the show. So remember, you know, be yourself, be who you are. The people that need to be around you, they will. The people that don't rock with you, they won't, and life goes on. So anyway, that's all that I have for you on this day. Please get out. If the weather's nice in your area, please get out and enjoy. If you like what you heard, if you like what you're hearing, please subscribe, please share, please let everybody know that we are here, and that we exist for you. To my one audience member, if you're listening, just know that I do appreciate you for listening. I just want to say thank you. And please feel free to let your people know that this show is worthy to be listened to, and that, that we have a good time here, and that you can learn a few things also. So share the podcast, like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, let everybody know the Nerdy Lil Bubba is here for you. And on that note, I just want to say, as I always say to you, I wish you nothing but peace and one love.